Hello, everyone. Welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I am your host, Ryan O'Clavin, and in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the best boat-based water attractions at Walt Disney World. And to have this discussion with me, we've got Mr. Charles Boda.
Hey, folks.
Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And Mr. Craig Williams. And so we're just going to dive right in here. We have a list of 1 through 10 of the best, well, they're not the best, they're the only, the 10 boat-based water attractions. So I say water attractions because Peter Pan's Flight has a boat as its vehicle that transport you. However, it is not in water. So that is not included in this list, but this list will be split up into the best and the worst. So this is part one, the best water boat-based water attractions that are attractions and not transportation at Walt Disney World. I know we've been doing this show for a long time, and these episodes
are getting and more specific.
Yes, very, very specific. However, I do actually think we came up with a fun list here. So I'm going to go at the bottom of the list and move to the top. So the last one we discuss is going to be what we came up with to be the best boat-based water attraction at Walt Disney World. So I'm going to dive right in here. First on our list is Small World. So Small World, you take the boat, you go around, you see the little children from all their countries singing and dancing to you. I don't know why I'm describing this like I'm like somebody who's never done it before, but
I think what keeps this on the best side of things, even though it's the last one in our best category, is the history. I think that's kind of what we all agreed upon with this. I think if you take away the history from this attraction, it would fall down, I think, pretty far down in this
I agree. It is kind of, I also was trying to, my argument was that it would be on the lower side of this. So essentially we came up with our top like three or four, and we were like, yes, those are in the best. And then we had like three that were like, yes, these are definitely in the bottom. And we had some that were like, they're in the middle. We weren't sure, but we wanted to do five and five, and Small World made its way into the best. My argument in the beginning was, oh, well, the boat makes no sense. It's not really part of the theming, until Craig pointed out to me that I am an idiot. And in fact, it is the, what is the tagline? The happiest, the happiest cruise that ever set sail. Yeah. And so, and then I was like, oh, yeah, that's how we're getting from country to country. We are sailing. And I mean, I must have known this in my head somewhere, but I just was like, oh, okay, I can see that. But there's not really an emphasis on that part of it.
Because the actual boat is just like a big Tupperware container. It's, there's nothing like special about it. It's just a big plastic boat.
Well, Steve, for those who don't know, you mentioned the history behind it, like the World's Fair connection. Just explain why the history.
Yeah, so in 1964 in the New York World's Fair, Walt Disney premiered It's a Small World there, and that's kind of what set off a big spark back. I mean, Disneyland was already open in 1955, but then it kind of, the World's Fair brought new life to the Disneyland park with It's a Small World, Carousel of Progress, Lincoln,
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Yes, correct. And so that's, you know, kind of an important piece of Disney park history, was the New York World's Fair, and you know, It's a Small World is a big piece of that. So I think for that being, you know, this ride is more than just the experience; it's an integral part of, you know, the growth of the Disney parks.
So. And here's where I just disagree on that. It's great if we're talking about Disneyland's. Walt Disney World is not great. Like, and I do respect the fact where it came from, but I really do like It's a Small World as a concept. I just don't like our Walt Disney World version. It's never been a thing that I cared about. And that was even before I got to experience Disneyland's. So I'm not just doing it, one of these back and forth. It's just, and it's not the song. I like the song. I've always liked the song. It just, our Walt Disney World one just doesn't feel whole. But I think it is one of those perfect attractions for, you see it all the time when you see like a mother who just wants to take their baby on something where they can get some enjoyment out of it. The baby might not wake up, stuff like that. Like a nice relaxing boat ride around that's not intense, not overly loud, nothing like that. There's definitely good aspects to why it's a good water-based ride.
Yeah, I was just going to add, I do agree that Disneyland's is far and above the better attraction, but
I like ours much better.
You like ours better than Disneyland?
I do.
Oh, this is another episode. This
yeah, I don't want to go on a full tangent, yeah. But I think ours is... I think ours is grander. You can't look directly down and see the moving parts. I think it's like more spacious, and I feel more that I'm like transporting from like different areas to the world because of the grander boat, the grander river, and the areas. My perspective is more looking up. It's less like I can actually see the levers down there. So, you know, whatever. We all got our own thing, but I like ours better. Being said, I agree with Craig. It's whatever.
Well, the next one on our list is Pirates of the Caribbean. I definitely think this deserves to be on the best list that where we have it because it is, I mean, you're going on a journey in a boat to see pirates. It's very integral to the story. If any of these attractions needed a boat, it was definitely this one, I feel like. But you got any thoughts on this one, Steve?
No, I agree with what you just said. It kind of would be a confusing attraction if you were like in a on the mover type of ride vehicle
or
for this.
Or if it was a walkthrough.
Yeah, right. So that wouldn't make a lot of sense. So yeah, I agree. I don't really know what else to add to it besides the fact that I wish that the boat in Pirates looked more like a pirate ship.
I got something that I like is... As far as water rides are concerned, it doesn't have the thrills of one of the other ones that makes this list as far as the drop is concerned, but it does have like, it's got a little bit of a boat thrill to mix it up, you know, a little bit of a angle downwards and stuff. So it's not just a slow boat ride through. It kind of, you get the slow boat ride and you get all the being able to look around, but you do have that dark, just slight little fun drop at the beginning of it. So I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Again, this is an older attraction, so if, you know, built more nowadays, maybe there'd be a little more innovation in terms of, like, the boat kind of being a little more hydraulic on a hydraulic system or something where it could move, or maybe it'd be, like, a little more stormy seas or something like that. But I still think it deserves to be there. So, you agree, Craig?
Sure.
You don't think it should be on the best list?
I don't. Think that it should not. I don't have anything to say about
no,
it.
No, just making like, sure that you agree. I just want to get a. I don't consensus. Want people to be like Craig Satin hates pirates. Like,
no, I.
That's all. That's all I needed. Yeah. Okay. So the next one on our list is I hate this attraction, but it's really just because of my history with it. Is Frozen Ever After. I do think this the Maelstrom, which took over, for those of you who don't know, took over the Maelstrom attraction in the Norway Pavilion in Epcot. I do think that this you are going to Arendelle in your, I don't know the word for this type of a ship, the Viking
longship.
Yeah. And I mean the attraction overall I think is great too because it has really good I think innovative animatronics that Craig did mention earlier before we were recording about how they're not always working, but like for
when
me,
they are,
like when Olaf comes running up the hill to greet your boat when you first start the attraction, that's for me the highlight, and then it all goes downhill after that. But I mean, from a neutral perspective, I do enjoy this attraction, and I like we talk about drops and pirates. I like that it still has that retained that kind of like. I don't know the type of drop you would furthest to where it kind of comes backwards, stops, and then goes forwards again, if there's even a word for that. But that's always a highlight for me. It was when I was a kid. So
I'll start by saying, obviously, I'm not a kid. I don't have kids, but I remember being one. And I'll just preface by saying that. And I remember being a kid and going around World Showcase and being like, well, there's no rides for me here.
Yeah.
And I think that even though I still love and miss Maelstrom, I think having Frozen here is a huge key piece of making World Showcase a little bit less boring for, you know, kids and young families.
Yeah. I think it is an attraction that everybody can kind of enjoy. Whether you like Frozen the movie or not, I still think like it's got some cool effects in it. You know, like I said, I really enjoy the animatronics. I like that they still have the kind of seesaw drop, you know, the swing drop. And then I don't know. That's just for me. You got stuff to say about this. You like Frozen though.
I do enjoy Frozen. I think it's a great attraction.
Okay. All right. Well, next on the list. So we have two left here. And it was a little bit of a debate to see which one got to number one. But so number two on our list here, Splash Mountain. So I think a lot of people would maybe put this on their best of the best, like the number one. But I like Splash Mountain a lot. When I was a kid, I was too afraid to do Splash Mountain. I always thought it was literally like your average flume ride where you get in the log and you go up. And you come back down, because from the outside, when you're waiting on the bridge, it looks like, you know, you kind of go up and you go up the first hill climb, and, you know, the thing that you're looking at is somebody dropping down. So mm-hmm. I always thought it was just this little simple thing, and I didn't do it until I was probably like, I don't know, like 23 or 24 for the first time. So it was since I've lived in Florida, and I remember being like, wow, there was a whole entire world in this attraction, this whole village with, you know, all this story and everything. And I think it's great. I mean, I like following the story of Br'er Rabbit, and, you know, I don't know. What do you think?
This was my, if this was my list, it would have been my number one. I love Splash Mountain. I would go on it more often if it were not for the fact that I'm a local and I don't want to get drenched on, like, you know, the middle of the week on a Tuesday or something. But I think the amount of animatronics, the length of the attraction, the story it tells, you know, I think a lot of, you know, the music, there's so much of what we think of Disney park attractions, you know, the queue, everything that, I mean, actually, I would say the queue is probably the weakest part of this attraction, but it's not a bad queue. And I just think what we think of a Disney park attraction is Splash Mountain in the animatronics and music and everything else that I mentioned.
What do you think, Charles?
The log flume is a very like traditional ride. I can't think of anybody who does it better though. Like, it seems like I don't want to say every park should have its version, but it, like, most of them do. Most, like, non-Disney, non-theme amusement parks.
Yeah, like Six Flags.
Six Flags. They have some version of it, but I can't think of anybody who, like, nails it to the degree that Disney actually does. So, you know, for me, once again, the only reason it wouldn't hit number one is because the wet jeans aspect. Yeah. I'm always wearing jeans when I'm at the parks, and it feels like you'd think, oh, Florida, it's hot, it'll dry out. It never completely dries, though.
Well, yeah, Craig, you made a valid point about why the other one should be number one versus this one. So, you know, this he mentioned this has height restrictions, you know, so it's not everybody can do this attraction. One of the things I do like about our Splash Mountain versus like another Splash Mountain, like Disneyland Splash Mountain or
another
traditional
unnamed Splash Mountain.
Yeah, another unnamed one, is that you sit side by side versus front to back. And so I feel like that's also kind of a unique, I'm at least all the theme parks I went to as a kid, they were
front to back. Yeah.
And I feel like it's a little more,
you're not straddling strangers.
Yes, exactly. And I like that I can grip and break someone's hand while I'm terrified of the drop, you know, too. So that's for me. That's how I feel about it. You got anything to add about Splash Mountain back there?
Nope.
No. All right. Well, our number one boat-based water attraction is going to go to the Jungle Cruise. I am going to let Craig talk about this one because he loves the Jungle Cruise too.
Yeah, it's perfect for everyone. That's the best way to say it. The only thing it kind of can't break is language barriers. So, unfortunately, if you don't know English on it, you're going to see some animatronics and stuff, but you're not going to understand it. But I've also been on some of the boats where that's enough for people. So, hey, to each their own. I don't know what else to say beyond that. But no, the perfect thing about the Jungle Cruise is it's a long attraction,
mm-hmm.
so you always will pretty much find that you get the value out of your time waiting in it. It is this classic boat ride through the different rivers of the world and areas of the world. The animals are great to look at, even though they're not impressive by today's standards, but it still just has that classic sense to it. A good skipper can be one of those things that actually makes your vacation. They can have the impact as any cast member can. But I've multiple times I've gone, and it's like the one big takeaway is that one perfect skipper that you had that left you laughing for a really long time. So, and again, it's gentle for the most part. There is some rocking back and forth, but anyone can go on this and not be afraid unless you're terrified of water. or animals, and then you might want to avoid it. But yeah, there's just so much.
You might want to
so
avoid the positive. State of Florida to begin with, too. But
animal kingdom as a whole.
Yeah, pretty much. But no. I mean, I think that's a really good point. I think it's lighthearted. It's funny. It's got those little bit of animatronics. I feel like it's transportive. It takes you to other places. It's got a lot going for it. Yeah. I think.
Multi-generational. You know, grandma can go with her 3-year-old
it's an iconic attraction. You know.
On our list, maybe second just to pirates, but the boat aspect is the most important part of it. The entire attraction is around being on a jungle cruise.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you want to talk about, like, iconic, like, boat water attractions. This is it. The entire attraction, that's the deal. That's the story. So,
Well, I like how they all have fun names for the boats as well, too. That's something to look forward to when you're like, which one is going to pick me up, you know? So there you have it. Those are our top five best boat-based water attractions. So that started with Small World, Pirates, Frozen Ever After, Splash Mountain, and ended with the best, the Jungle Cruise. So what do you think are the best boat-based water attractions out there? We want to hear from you. Let us know in the comments on this video. If you like this video, feel free to like and subscribe to the channel where you can get more content, more Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, pretty much just content like crazy out there. But thank you guys for having this discussion with me. And we will be back next time for the worst boat-based water attractions at Walt Disney World. Have a great day, everyone.